Have you ever wondered if your message is reaching your customers in a way that they want it to be said, or heard, or looked at? It's all about marketing, but more than anything, the underlying thing is copywriting. Are you writing the right message to get to your customers, or are you spending a lot of money chasing the wrong things? Find out as we talk to one of the experts, Stan Dahl, on this episode. Hi, I'm Dave Crane.
I'm Stan Dahl. Welcome to Turbocharge Your Brand TV.
You are one of the foremost experts in terms of copywriting and getting people to tell their story. When it comes to marketing, why is that so important?
See, it's one of those things. I've been doing it for so long, sometimes it seems so intuitively obvious to me that all marketing is a story. What you're trying to do is find people out there who have a problem, an issue, a need you can fill. The thing you've got makes that thing go away for them. And nobody wants to be, you know, beaten over the head with that pushy, you know, buy. What the best way to represent that to someone is you tell them the story, how this thing I have is going to be the solution to your problem. And the key to good copywriting is you do it in a way that's entertaining, it's intriguing. People want to either read the next paragraph or they want to stick with your TV commercial. And in the end, it just drives to what's called a call to action. You don't want to leave them where, yeah, that's pretty good, let me think about that. The key to good copywriting is getting it to, and now buy, or click here, opt in, whatever the action is you want to take.
In terms of telling that story though, with social media, people like little bite-sized chunks of information as opposed to a long sales copy, or they like to watch a 1 minute to 3.5 minute video as opposed to a full-on 2-hour documentary to drive the message across. How can you still use that same art with a more modern spin?
Okay, so let's say in the end, if your belief was that the people that are really going to buy your thing, it takes an hour to sell it to them. But I'm taking this as one extreme example. Obviously, you don't want to start that Facebook, Twitter. That's step one is not, hey, you don't really know me, listen to me for an hour. You have to work, if that is the goal, then you think about working backwards. So what you use with social media is, like, no one goes to social media to be sold. So in that context, it is important to be informative, to be friendly, to be entertaining, and, you know, within the lines you have. Another example is like with Google AdWords. You got 4 lines. It's the same, you know, that is step one of the process. The way this works really well is if those who are likely to buy your product, those who are interested, step one is like you on Facebook or interact with you. Give them an opportunity in little bite-sized chunks, would be interesting, to leave that environment and come to the environment where, by doing so, they've really raised their hand and said, yeah, I'm a good candidate, and, you know, they know what they've done. They've left the Facebook world for your webpage, your message. In that context, they are open to, okay, what do you got? But again, it's really important. Don't shove that into Facebook. That's not going to work at all. You got to let the dance play out.
So effectively what we're saying is social media and all the new media is just part of your sales funnel. It's part of the way of prospecting the clients, and ultimately the website, is it still relevant to put them on a page or a magazine? But it's probably a website with the opt-in box is what you're aiming to get people to.
Yeah, I'd say that in brief, if you have your storyboard, that's the goal. Is you want to go out into the universe to find the eyeballs. And so we could be saying Facebook, we'd be saying a magazine, and really the story at the high level would be the same. Is that's where the eyeball was. Entertain, inform, intrigue enough in that context to, if those who want more can click here. So some percentage of your Facebook posts are not going to be that 2-hour video, but they absolutely can be. This is what we do. This is what I do. If you want one of these or want more of this, click here. And then, okay, now that's, you know, it's one more step in the funnel. So it's a very, very effective strategy, but there is obviously a tad of patience that is inherent in
absolutely, and a lot of testing and a lot of split testing and so on. So as a very successful marketer, What should people be looking in their marketing mix? Should you be throwing more online? Should you be looking at the traditional newspaper, magazine, radio, and TV? Is it a bit of both? What do you think is the next step, or even the current situation that people should be looking at?
Yeah, it's hard to go with a one-size-fits-all. You know, if I was sitting here and I was selling radio ad space, I'm sure I would have a compelling reason why everybody should be on radio. It's just, it's not what I do. All of those things still work, despite what all the namesayers or the it's all Facebook now. It's simply not true. People make money with direct mail pieces. People make money in some new, there's still newspaper ads. So it sort of goes down to where, initially you have to go with where are the eyeballs I want hanging out? What do they do? Do they read newspapers? Are they online? Then it becomes, you said one of them, it's a testing game, but it's a testing game of numbers. It's just is this investment effectively getting the people I want? Because the goal, just to stick with the Facebook model, 100,000 Facebook fans doesn't do you any good if a percentage of those aren't prospects. So the same, like, I know some people in the radio space, obviously there's certain shows they want to be on, and other shows they do not want to be on. So it's really, but in all cases, it's about telling the story. It's like wherever they are, you meet them there, you're entertaining, you're informative, and you're a little bit, you know, edgy. And then those who are your people, tell them how to hear. Come with me. The ride starts over here.
I've watched a lot of studied a lot of your stuff, and so much of it is about getting that headline right, making it sexy enough, maybe provocative enough to make them want to go on to the next stage, and then the next stage, and the next stage. You must read a lot of stuff where people just get it completely wrong because it was a headline done by a corporation and they wanted it to tick all the boxes, but actually it's not very sexy.
Yeah, that's a real common thing with we overcome all the time. My business partner, John Carl, I'm going to steal this story from him because I think he explains it the best way. You want to view your prospect, even your best prospect, as, you know, like, just the mental picture is this Jabba the Hutt character. You know, they're barely functional. They're sitting back on the couch. They're half asleep. And, you know, they're flipping through TV.
Yeah.
And the same model fits if you're the reader, they're flipping the magazine, they're flipping the internet. They're barely moving. They're a blob. You're trying to be the thing that... And literally that's, you're writing in the headline, which is the headline, it can be written, it can be the opening of the video, it can be the opening of the audio, it's the hey, the radio ad, of the thing that's going to, the one thing that day that's going to make them go, oh, and then, that's interesting, and then now you're off. Because if you can't get that, it doesn't matter if the thing is free money. It's like they're not going to get to find out it's free money. So it is... arguably, there's the two single most important parts of any marketing, any copywriting ad. It's that. It's the first thing that gets the right person to go, and then it's the last thing. It's the offer, the structure of how the price and the details. Everything else is supporting those two things.
Is it easy to learn to be a good copywriter, or should it be something that you farm out to an expert? Obviously, for yourself, you can say, give me more work. But for a small company,
yes,
for an entrepreneur...
Yes. Taking your credit card out. Okay, this is the structure. Like with anyone you have on here, at some point you're going to get to, what is the entrepreneur do to bring value to the business? There are some businesses where the entrepreneur, one of the things they do is they are still the best salesperson. So for the stuff that really matters, the major, major stuff, they're heavily involved. For the day-to-day stuff, you tend to farm it out. The key thing is understanding what works. If you know nothing about copywriting, nothing about salesmanship, and you hire writers, you're going to get words back. But you will have no frame of reference other than testing and hoping, is this structured in such a way that has been proven to be effective across time and markets and media? So we recommend to everybody, step one is learn something. It is not a good product or service to be an ignorant consumer in. It is worth taking some time to at least understand the basics. You know, either you're flipping through, you watch some videos, and then the first decision point for many businesses, okay, now do I take, you know, pen to paper or fingers to keys and do this myself, or now do I farm this out and I hire people that are better at this than me, or it's a more cost-effective use of my time, but at least I know how to talk to them. I know the terms. I know if they know what they're talking about. I have some idea if this fits the objective of this writing.
In terms of somebody wanting to turbocharge their own brand and get their message out there, is there a simple formula that you'd say that they should employ to get themselves out? In terms of marketing yourself, should you talk about your business? Should you talk about your message, the why of who you are, the testimonials? What should you base that short message on?
Okay, if what I believe the safest place to start, and again, this doesn't mean this is the 100% best answer for everybody all the time, but if you're, let's dive into this, let's get better at that. You simply identify the problem that you are solving. And the step one of that is you literally try to get in your head, what does the person who had this problem say? Not what they would say to me if they know I'm selling this. If somebody, you know, walked in the door right now and I overheard them over there talking, and I overheard them say exactly the thing that I knew, that's the person I want, that's my customer, that's my prospect. How do they say it? What do they say? How do they express their frustration, their pain? That's step one. Then what you do is you structure your advertising, your marketing, your copy, whether it's going to be written or on video, about establishing you are the best thing that's happened to them in quite some time, is they walked into this room, talked to somebody else, and you overheard, and said, hey, excuse me, I hate to interrupt, but, and then there you go. That's it. And if you stick with that as the core principle of all of your advertising, that's the sweet spot. It's easy to do. Every company can do that. You don't need to be overly creative or a genius. Just stick to that script, and that's the basis of most all successful ads.
So what we're talking about is the same in any business. Find out what your customer wants and sell it to them.
That's the other corollary. The first thing you sell everybody is what they want. You may know, because you are an expert in this space, that really what they need is something else, that there's a bigger problem. Very hard to sell that. So it's the safe, you know, this is a tried and proven technique. The first thing you got to do is, like, what do they say they want? And then sell them that. Once you have established you can solve that problem, you can then begin the conversation of, well, the reason I was so effective here is I'm applying this technique, this system, this pill, you know, again, whatever you got, and not only will it solve that, it'll solve, you know, it's a dessert topping, and it'll polish your car, and it'll, you know, improve your relationship with your spouse. It's like, you know, whatever it does. But yes, you always got to start off with thinking how they explain it. And then once they're in your world, you now have a position of trust and attention where you have a chance to sell a more comprehensive thing.
Excellent. Stan, it's been a complete pleasure spending quality time
enjoyable.
With you.
Hey, thanks
Excellent.
So much.
Make sure you connect with Stan. There's loads more that he could tell you, but we can't fit it into this show. Maybe next time. More great stuff on the way. Thanks to Stan for joining us. And stick around for more of Turbocharge Your Brand TV. So there we have it. Cool, wasn't it? Thanks so much to Stan for taking the time to chat with us all about marketing, copywriting, and maybe some great ideas that will make more money for your business. In this season, we've talked to some of the biggest stars in motivation, copywriting, relationships, and beyond. Make sure you check out some of the back episodes and make a note of getting them on as a podcast or as a video that you can put onto your phone and listen to in the car. We'd also love your feedback. What are your comments? What do you like? What you don't like? We'd like to follow us on Twitter. We're all out there. Check us out on the website, www.turbochargeyourbrand.tv. And let me know what you'd like to see in the future. Whatever it is, we'll bring it to you.